Well, Damien, 3:13 to 1:09, you'd have taken it coming down the road this morning, I'm sure, to Derry, and you'd certainly have taken it at half-time.
Aye, well, I would have taken a point. A victory is a victory, but very happy with what the scoreboard says. Quite happy that we, for a change, maybe followed a couple of high balls in. We knew there was going to be the opportunity, perhaps, to get in there. We've a couple of big men in there, and it worked out today. Slippy, inclement conditions. On another day, it mightn't work. We still kick 9 balls into the goalkeeper's hands, which is inexcusable at this level. So we've plenty to address as well. The early stages of the first half, the latter stages of the second half, where Fermanagh played through us much, much too easily. So positive on the scoreboard, but we've a bit of work to do.
Yeah. Very sluggish in the opening quarter, or really took you time to get into the game?
I'm not sure. I think we were a bit flat, maybe. You know, sometimes you build yourself up for these games, first game in the league. Of course, it never goes by the script. And maybe it was a bit of a hangover from last week. The emotional side of it, the physical side of it, we didn't expect that because obviously Fermanagh is a fresh challenge. But I think some of the decisions the guys made were so uncharacteristic. You know, kicking the ball away sideways, you're wondering where another god are they going. I mean, we played into the heart of a packed Fermanagh defence at times instead of trying to spread it, things that we had talked about. So wouldn't be happy with the early stages. But we overcame it.
And you recovered well, and obviously Benny Hearn's goal was a big score. I know the goals in the second half were the killer goals, but that was the big one.
It was a crucial score, and it was one of the few times that we actually had numbers running with a bit of pace. We had a couple of other opportunities as well where we pushed men forward on the front foot, got in behind them, but it was a tremendous finish, and certainly the type of goal that would lift any team, and so it proved.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously that your decision making in the first half and your ball control and lateral passing, you wouldn't have been happy with how Fermanagh opened you up either at the back, I'm sure, in the first half.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, the ball manifested itself from, you know, from deep in the Fermanagh defence, and it's something they're quite good at, is working the ball through the hands and numbers. They had a couple of players that ran a distance of 50, 60 metres with the ball. So there are things we need to look at and need to address, but that's the nature of this game, isn't it?
But a transformed side in the second half, and I suppose the introduction of Mark Lynch played a big part in that.
I think Mark's presence is massively important on the pitch, and he demands high standards from everyone, and certainly, you know, we talked about getting that ball into him, and so it proved that both him and Keelan were quite effective together. I thought Ryan Bell came out and did particularly well from the full forward line into midfield, caught a couple of great catches, and shifted the momentum of the game, really.
Yeah. And you went for the long ball game. I know when I spoke to you when you took up the position that you were going to vary it, and you were true to your word today, and you persisted with it, and it paid off.
I mean, they play a double sweeper, and really we needed to get the ball in a bit earlier or else it had to go through the hands, but it paid off in the second half. I mean, I think we played into the scoring goals. Well, we know now they are. I was very happy just that we had people in the right place just to put the ball home.
3:13 to 1:09, as we said, when we look at who's absent, Mark Lynch came on today, you have Dermot McBride, you have Sean Leo McGoldrick, Barry McGoldrick, Liam McGoldrick, Brendan Rodgers, Inda Lynn, Dermot McBride. That must be very, to know that those people are there and they're going to be coming back.
Yeah, I think it's a positive thing, but as I said, and you know yourself, a squad is very important. Today we had the squad for this game. Next Saturday will be the same. I think the most important thing is that the people who came off the bench made an impact, and so it has to be. Sometimes they spend longer in the pitch than the guys that they come in for. So, you know, there's a good work ethic there, and there's a bit of spirit and a bit of belief in each other. And certainly the fellows that came in did a very, very good job.
Yeah. Now, obviously, a win is a win, and it's very important to win your home games in the league, regardless of the margin. That's a good start today. Week.
It's everything. I mean, at half time, you wouldn't have seen that scoreline, for sure. So, good start. We need it today. Today was a huge game for the team, but also for the county. Saturday's a massive game as well. Cavan, fantastic challenge. Physically, strong team. Good footballing side as well. So we'll have to look at today's performance and look at improvements. Possibly look at the personnel, etc. But it's going to be a great challenge.
Yeah, and in terms of, we know the McGoldricks are tied up with Orno yeah. in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling Final next week. Dermot McBride, obviously uh-huh. we know Indolin uh-huh. is going to be uh-huh. see yeah. no part yeah. in the league. Brendan Rodgers is going to be out for some time. People like Dermot McBride, how close are they to returning?
He probably could have tugged the day, you know, but I would say he'll be available for next Saturday. That's the expectation, thankfully. He's a bit of a tweak in his knee, but I think if you go through a season as a player without a couple of injury scares, there's something seriously wrong. But we need him fit to play, not fit to train. So we're looking after him just so that he can get out onto the pitch. He's been an absolutely outstanding back defender for Derry over the last couple of seasons, and his presence again is something we need on the pitch.